Hey there, welcome to another episode of Tea and Tequila Talks. It's a very beautiful Monday. It's the last day of the month of February. And to be honest, I felt like February flew by so fast, unlike January na sobrang tagal. Hindi ko alam, pero nagulat ako nang ma-realize ko na March 1 na pala bukas. So, I did what I had to do, and as what I usually do, I cleared out my camera roll. I will be cleaning my search history on my laptop. I'm crazy about that. Whenever the month will end, ginagawa ko talaga yon. Like, kini-clear ko yung search history ng mga social media accounts ko, even search history ng Google or browsing history on Google Chrome or whatever. And I always make sure to sort out my files and my photos. Parang it's one of the things that I look forward to whenever the month is about to end. And I did that yesterday and today, and I'm pretty happy with my progress. So I can actually consider that as a very Theia thing, because I love the first day of the month. I love Mondays. I love even New Year's and birthdays, because it makes you feel that it's actually, you know, a new beginning. And parang, okay, March 1 na bukas, so I have to clear out everything para fresh start. So there's that Theia thing. And tomorrow, it's March 1. And it's officially the start of my training. Char, training yarn. Training for a Spartan race for April 2. I'm currently preparing, or paano ba? I'm kind of, hindi ko alam, parang I don't want to regret naman signing up for a Spartan race this April 2. But yes, I did sign up. I registered last week. I paid $3,780 for it. It took me like days and weeks to really think about it. Kung ano ba yung purpose ko, ano ba yung intention ko upon joining, or ano yung mangyayari sa akin, or whatever. And there were so many, sobrang daming mga bagay na nasa isipin ko whenever I think about joining Spartan Race. But then I told myself, this is something new. This is something that will really excite me and will challenge me at the same time. And also something that's very scared, because I'm kind of really scared about it. Like, I watched random YouTube videos na mga Spartan race from years and years ago, and like vlogs and mga videos lang. And naisip ko, kaya ko ba to? But then, it's just my self-doubt telling me na hindi ko kaya. So I registered, and I have been working out also for weeks now. And I'm really happy to say that I'm back in the groove, and I am really trying my best to show up every day for myself and for whatever the future holds for me. Even during the days when I feel like, you know, when I don't feel like my best self. So I still, you know, show up. One thing that really helped me a lot is journaling every day. I tried morning pages, pero parang hindi ko alam. Whenever I wake up in the morning, gusto ko lang na gumising at kumain ng breakfast, tapos I'll go on with my day. Hindi ko kaya na gumising at mag-meditate at saka magsulat. Kasi, hindi ko alam. Maybe it works for other people, but not just for me. And I think yun yung content with this episode, na parang how I, paano yung journey ko towards self-discovery. Like, the more I hang out with myself often, the more I write, the more I ask myself questions, and the more I answer those questions, the more I think and act on things, mas nakikilala ko talaga yung sarili ko. So maybe I will share more of that stuff in this episode. Parang short brain dump lang. Kasi also today, I created a parang time blocking schedule, and I even made it as a desktop wallpaper for me to, oh my gosh, wait lang. Parang, okay. Ah, okay. Hindi ko pala nalagay yung ano. Okay, hindi ko pa nalagay yung journal sa time blocker ko. But anyway, so ayun, I was talking about journaling, and I now like journaling at night. And I used to do that before. I told myself, okay, try ko morning, pero it just did not work for me. So I switched to, or I am now going back to journaling at night. And it really helps me, you know, parang I just enumerate what happened during the day, and yun na yun. It helps me calm down, it helps me give more credit to myself. Ayun, parang yun talaga. Kasi that's what I lack, and that's what I'm trying to work on. I just really wanna be nice to myself, you know, kasi minsan hindi ko talaga na-appreciate yung mga ginagawa ko araw-araw because I don't feel productive kahit ang dami kong ginagawa. And I always want to make sure na may ginagawa ako all the time, like every day, because ayoko na, I don't want to be alone with my thoughts. So I have lots of energy and I want to spend my energy with doing so many things, but minsan talagang nakaka-burnout siya. So ayun, I write on my journal and I schedule things. So how do I manage my time? How do I schedule things? So it took me quite a while before I really I'm now able to stick with a schedule, and that is to, first of all, wake up in the morning and eat my breakfast. And I saw lots of tweets and posts about people who eat breakfast na parang they have their life all figured out. And I sometimes feel that, you know, waking up in the morning, 7 a.m., 7:30, and eating my breakfast at 8. I sometimes even do a little stretching in the morning before eating my breakfast. So parang the idea of being awake, like wide awake in the morning, and sleeping earlier helps then. And thanks but no thanks to Odette. I think I've already mentioned this in my previous podcast episode na that really helped me a lot, you know, like no electricity whatsoever, so tulog lang agad at night. So that helps me. Parang hanggang ngayon, so far, never pa ako nakatulog ng sobrang late. So I really need to like tap myself at the back for that. I did a job well done na I did not go back to my old ways. And you know, old habits die hard. But I am very proud to say that wala na. Natutulog na ako ng 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Pinaka-late na siguro yung 1 a.m. But then, you know, I always wake up early in the morning. Not very early, but, you know, hindi lumalagpas ng 9 a.m., 10 a.m. unlike before. So, ayun. I'm going to share my daily schedule. Ito yung ginawa ko kanina, actually. So, 7 a.m. to 7:30, ito yung gising ko. So, lagay ko dito rise and shine. And then 7:30 to 8, that's exercise. So whatever form of exercise that I can think of or I'm in the mood for during the day, like I can do yoga. That's for 30 minutes, by the way. I can do yoga, I can stretch, or I can do jump rope exercises or body combat exercises or workout under Coach Yu. So whatever it is, like I don't want to pressure myself with the kind of workout that I do every day or most days. Because parang hindi ko alam, parang the more I pressure myself to do things, the more I don't want to show up. I really have to, you know, parang chill lang talaga sa mga ginagawa ko sa life. For sure, intentional, but I don't want to be too hard on myself. So that's exercise. And 8 to 9 a.m., that's when I eat breakfast. And isang oras siya kasi syempre I have to prepare my breakfast. And I also put, like, I also wrote a list na pala on the possible breakfast food that I can prepare under 20 minutes. Para if ever I come home, yun na yung gagawin ko. And it would be really nice for me to be able to prepare breakfast for my mama. Pero sobrang aga niya gumigising, guys. At saka, sobrang busy niya in the morning. So, she prepares her own food. And before talaga, hindi ko na naaabutan yung breakfast niya. But when I go home, I'll try to make a breakfast for myself and for the family as well. So yeah, 8 to 9. And then 9 to 10. 10 to 11. 11 to 11:30. So that's 9 to 11:30. Just work. So just checking on my Instagram. Basically checking on my social media accounts. And checking emails, DMs, whatever. Answering the comments. And checking everything. So that's work. And mostly editing also. So there's that. And then at 11:30 to 12, that's lunch prep because I told myself that I want to at least learn how to cook. So I have to make time to cook because before it was just my mama who did all the cooking, and parang nagigilty ako, and minsan talagang pinapagalitan niya ako kasi she wants me to learn how to cook, but I don't make an effort, I don't make time for it. But that's one of the things also that I plan on doing when I come home. I will allot kahit 30 minutes lang to prepare lunch for the family. And then from 12, so that's 11:30 to 12, and then from 12 to 12:30, that's lunch. So 30 minutes, kasali na yon yung lunch with the family, and syempre, social dishwashing, because ako naman talaga yung tagahuga sa bahay. I love washing the dishes. It's my top tier household chore. And then, what else? 12:30 to 1, that's 30 minutes. I just wanna rest. And I also parang allot that time to read, because I told myself na I want to read at least one book a month, or 1 to 2 books a month. So I really want to make time also for reading, because I really was kind of regretted just reading one book last year, and it was 1Q84 by Haruki Murakami, but it was a really big ass book. Like, parang it was like reading 3 books in one. So parang okay na yun, parang forgivable naman. But you know, I really want to read at least one book a month. So far, January, I finished The Next 500 Stories. That was a book that was given to me by my law professor before, and literally 500 stories. Then I also started reading The Tarot Guide by Barbara Moore. Tapos, because, you know, I'm kind of really interested with reading the tarot. And also, this month, I grabbed whatever book that I can get here sa bookshelf ng little cousin ko. And I am now currently reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. I know, that's a really weird book choice. They have books here naman. They have The Alchemist, they have Tuesdays with Mori. Lots of books. But when I saw the set of The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, I was like, you know what? I have to read this set. So now I'm reading The Dog Days. And patapos na siya, actually. So yeah, that's for February. For March, I will borrow some books from my friend, Paolo. He said he will hand me down some books. And he had copies of Haruki Murakami's book. So I'm looking forward to reading that book. And so yeah, ano na nga yun? Okay, rest and read. So kahit 30 minutes. 1 to 2 naman, that's when I go back to work. So 1 to 2, that's 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 3 to 4. So that's 3 hours of work, uninterrupted work with, you know, content, editing, and I can sometimes live stream during that hour. Basta like uninterrupted lang. Kapag sinaseparate ko yon, and then I get distracted because I really have problems with focus. I know it's just not me. And then at 4 to 5, that's when I exercise. During the morning, diba, I have here exercise for 30 minutes, and then 4 to 5, I also have exercise, but that's the exercise for the day. And that's for Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday and Friday. So, yun nga, that's what I said earlier. I really enjoy doing body combat exercises. Meron sa YouTube, like, I just watch and follow the Les Mills 28-day body combat workout something. And I really enjoy it. Hindi ko alam bakit. Siguro that's the Scorpio in me. Na parang, dun ko binubuhos yung galit ko. Lahat ng sama ng loob ko or whatever. Kasi it's a combination of karate, muay thai, boxing. Ganon siya. And it's really fun kasi match siya sa music. And parang lang siya nagpa-party, you know. And then you get to punch, you know, do air punches and then kick, whatever. And sobrang fun pa ng mga instructors. So I enjoy that. But also, special mention to Coach Yu. Check him out on Instagram. It's at Coach Yu Performance. Tama ba? At Coach Yu Performance, yeah. He's my coach and I've worked with him since Burr months yata. But it was just last January when we really decided to work together na sobrang seryoso ko na with my life. And yun nga, parang I don't want to take it for granted because I finally have someone who is willing and able to help me. And I really thank him for preparing the programs, preparing the workout, and checking up on me. Like, there was this time na, like, I give him photos of the food that I eat every day just for him to check and just for him to let me know if tama ba yung ginagawa ko, tama ba yung kinakain ko, my food intake, if I've been working out right, tama ba yung, ang tawag dun, yung form ko. And then, yeah, I want to make an effort and show up and ask people for help. And I'm really glad that Coach Rhee was there. And then, 5 to 6, I put here, walk the dogs, because supposedly this schedule is for when I go back home to Bohol. So I really enjoy walking the dogs every day. So that's post-exercise. And also pala, my sister and I, we truly enjoy jogging here sa village ng uncle ko. Kasi sa bahay namin, di namin nagagawa to. Like, we live sa highway. So, wala talagang chance for us to jog. Sobrang daming sasakyan, pollution, and everything. But here, we can run around. Tsaka, masaya. Sobrang saya talaga. Just 30 minutes of our day, we just jog. And nakikita namin yung progress doon. So, it's also a really fun bonding for me and my sister. Anyway, that's 5 to 6 p.m. Daming kwento, no? Tapos, 6 p.m. to 6:15, that's when I take a bath or take a shower. Oh nga pala, di pala ako maliligo sa umaga. Ano ba yan, Thea? Kandingon yarn. So, ayun. Especially here in Cebu, hindi talaga ako naliligo ng morning. Since hindi naman ako lumalabas. Before lunch, dun lang ako nag-half bath. And then, kapag gabi, dun ako naliligo. Kasi ayokong matulog na sweaty yung scalp ko or hair. So, ayun. I could switch that if ever I decide to work out in the morning. Like, yung 1 hour workout ko in the morning and then I just take a shower afterwards. So, ayun nga. The purpose of creating your own time management, time blocking, whatsoever, is to really find what works best for you. And what works best for me is exercising in the afternoon and taking a shower in the evening. Kaysa maligo ako sa umaga, tas mag-exercise ako, sobrang pawis-pawis, and then mag-half-bath lang ako. Tas the idea of me sleeping sa pillows ko na medyo dirty yung hair. Hindi ko alam. I could be wrong. But yeah, parang just the thought of sobrang pawis na pawis ako, and then nag-half-bath ako, tapos natutulog ako na naiisip ko na, oh my gosh, pawis na pawis yung buho ko kanina. So, that's really icky for me. So, ayun. Naliligo ako ng 6 to 6:15. And then, 6:15 to 6:30, that's when I prepare dinner. So, 15 minutes lang yun, guys. Kasi I know for sure that my mama will help. Alam ko na she will help. And I will really ask for help. You know, as what I said earlier, I just wanna show up and spend more time in the kitchen. Then 6:30 to 7, that's when we eat dinner with the family. And then 7 to 8, rest. That's when I don't know, watch YouTube videos, read, linis-linis sa kwarto and all. And then from 8 to 9 and 9 to 10, that's also work. I can go live stream whatever miscellaneous activities that I need to do for the day. And then I also, parang I'll work on content planning kapag gabi. Kasi I'm more creative at night. I don't know why. Parang gusto ko magsulat at night. That's also when I will, okay, dito lang i-insert yung journaling. Kasi that's part of work for me. Kasi I truly enjoy journaling, guys. And lots of ideas will just pop. And then biglang nasusulat ko siya. So that really helps a lot. And then from 10 p.m. to 11, that's when I read. So yeah, that's from 10 to 11, that's an hour of reading. I want to really work on this. Like, I've been working on my time blocking schedule even before, even vlogged about it. If ever you haven't checked that out, please do. Kahit, I think 2020 pa nga yung vlog na yun eh. Na, that was the initial time management or parang how I stay productive, tama ba? Parang that was the first time that I told you guys about the time blocking schedule that I usually follow. But now,
for the past couple of months, for the entire year pa nga, parang I got to know myself better. Parang I watch a lot of YouTube videos and even like Instagram content na like how to be that girl. Quote unquote. Ayun. That girl na parang gumigising ng 5 a.m, nag-workout, nag-yoga, nag-breakfast, tapos yung breakfast ay overnight oats. Parang it's nice to have that or to be inspired to follow that, but I realized na I can't be that. I can't be that girl. That doesn't work for me. Yon. Simply put, hindi siya nag-work sa akin kasi I have to listen to my body. I have to listen to when I want to rest. I have to listen to my body if kailangan niya ng pagpawisan or gutom na siya or whatsoever. And also, itong time blocking schedule ko, talagang ano lang siya parang general lang. For sure naman sa work, for example, pwede pa ako mag-social media because I basically work on social media. Like, it's part of what I do. I just really need to discipline myself more. Talagang always put in mind na there's only 24 hours in a day. 24 hours in a day ba? Oh, there's only 24 hours in a day and I have to use my time wisely. Even back in Bohol, nakalagay yung time blocking schedule ko sa wall. Minsan hindi ko siya na-follow, pero I just like the idea of having it there na nakalagay lang siya doon. Tapos minsan tinitingnan ko siya, uy, ano na pala, kailangan ko pa lang mag-workout ngayon, pero parang uy, parang ang saya mag-edit, parang nagaganahan ako. So, parang ayun, like I just don't want to pressure myself in doing lots of things, but I like the idea of having a system, yeah, having a system that works for me, because yun naman talaga eh, you can't just set a goal and expect yourself to work towards it without having a system. Because I also learned na to reach your goals, to have a better understanding on how to reach your goals and your whatever dreams you have in life, you have to set a system that will help you reach that goal. So this is my system, and I hope that this would help you as well to also create your own time blocking or time management or whatever technique that works for you. It's really different. It goes differently for everybody. Talagang iba-iba tayo. So, best advice is for you to listen to your body and work on whatever works for you. Kung gusto mong matulog ng sobrang late kasi night owl ka talaga, sobrang mas creative ka at night, or if you have work at night. So, ayun, I hope you find what works for you, and I hope you just be nice on yourself. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Also pala, I want to talk about this because I really admire hustle culture. I have so much respect for the people na talaga, oh, work hard, play hard, whatever, do this, do that, whatever. I used to be like that, but I want to be gentle on myself. Like, I want to take care of myself. Not naman saying na the hustlers don't really take care of themselves, but because they do, maybe they just do it differently. But alam mo yon, I want to cultivate a really peaceful and char peaceful and calm environment, be it at work. Work-life balance, basically, work-life balance. And daming opportunities out there. And even now, I'm kind of really stressed because dami kong gustong gawin, but mostly passion projects. And I'm 30, 26 this year. So parang gusto ko na yumaman. So there's this at the back of my mind, I'm always like, what if iwan ko na lang kaya lahat ng to? Like, iwan ko na lahat ng to, wala naman tong kwenta. Tas, I don't know, maybe get a graduate degree, mag-MBA ako, mag-law school ako, or magtrabaho ako bilang accountant, balik ako sa banko, work in the corporate world again. Parang, naisipan ko din na mga yon. And yun nga, kasali yun sa mga journaling prompts ko that I do. Still the same answer though. Like, still the same answer. I always tell myself na I'm really blessed and grateful that I am able to live this life. Like, this is literally the life of my dreams. And I did not really know what I wanted to be when I grow up, but I feel like I'm already living it. Like, I
really wish to tell my 17-year-old self, my 18-year-old self, to not stress out so much or to not overthink too much, because the teenage me cried so much, especially after graduation. After graduating college, talagang guys, ang lala. But yeah, that's for another episode, by the way. I'm gonna tell you about my college life, my identity crisis during college and after college, before I landed a job sa a bank before. That was a fun story to tell. Pero ayun lang. I think that's the end of this episode. And also, a lot of people have been asking me kung ilan yung notebooks na kinikip ko. So I keep 3 notebooks. I have a morning pages journal, and not morning pages pala. It's just a journal. But I call it morning pages journal. I have a journal with me, pero hindi naman siya talagang morning pages na 3 pages. Kasi I think yung morning pages ay parang concept yon ng isang author. Wait lang. Let me research. Charot. Morning pages journal. By Julia Cameron. Ayan, The Artist's Way. Morning pages journal. Parang concept niya yon na write 3 pages every day the moment you wake up. Brain dump lang. Just to, you know, gather your thoughts early in the morning. But I just do like 1 page a day. So I have that journal. I also have a bullet journal. Yun yung my monthly spread, weekly spread, and then daily spread. It also has a habit tracker and some other things, like a list of the movies that I've watched, a list of the books that I read, my goals for the year. Ano pa ba? My discoveries for the year, new places, food, people, whatever. So there's that. That's my bullet journal. And then also there's an extra notebook for my ideas, for content ideas. Nandun din sa notebook na yon yung, wait lang, let me check. Ano malaman na notebook na to? Wait lang, before I end this episode. It's just a list of the birthdays of the people that I love, my family and my friends. And ito mga listahan ng utang. So there's the birthdays, birth chart ko pala, birth chart ko, and then angel numbers, may mga definitions dito. And then time blocking schedule, yung initial time blocking schedule that I made, I think January 1. Tapos draft for my goals for the year. Content plan and schedule din pala kung kailan ako magpo-post, anong oras. Because, you know, it's part of the work that I do. And then podcast content and mga receivables for the year. Ayon, from Kumu, Shopee, from brands that I've worked with. What else? Stuff that I need to bring if I move out. And then some coach you notes. Reasons for crying for the month of January. Wow. And February. Then food I need to learn to cook. I also have it. Parang fun to make a vlog content about this. But yeah, making this podcast episode is enough. So tell your friends that this episode exists. So yeah, maybe you guys can learn a thing or two from this. Also, meron din pala dito yung concept or parang branding for my future. Char future. Parang ano siya? Business venture. Ayan. Pero soon lang yan. Let's not jinx it, you guys. Tapos, last na sa page ay yung may resibo dito from SM Store. Tapos, yung card from Linya Linya. Yung ang mahalaga lumaban. Ang mahalaga ipinaglalaban. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. That was a long ass one, but I enjoyed talking, and thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Follow me everywhere at Thea Rizaldo. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Kumu, Laika, literally everywhere. And follow at the Antikla Talks podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Don't hesitate to shoot us a message or an email at theantikalatalkspod@gmail.com. You can tell me whatever. And parang ang fun lang kasi sobrang dami nag-DM sa akin. Ayun, parang nag-share ng mga suggestions and life stories. And I absolutely love listening and reading all your mga hanash in life. I truly enjoy that. So yeah, ayun, that's it. Thank you so much for listening and I hope to catch up with you guys next time. Cheers!